Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Hi, and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. That's right. We've got a 60-minute broadcast tonight. Thank you for joining us. We're certainly looking forward to it tonight in our programming. Let's go ahead and start welcoming. We got a lot to cover tonight, you all, in such a short span of time. So I'm going to start to get right to it this evening. Let's go ahead first and foremost and welcome a number of my co-hosts who's joining us tonight. Pastor Rowe, the international minister himself. Pastor Rowe, welcome to tonight's broadcast.
Dr. Walker, and to all of our family and friends, it's just great to be on the show and looking forward to another great show.
All right, excellent, excellent. Thank you for joining us this evening. Let's go ahead and welcome the Demon Slayer. Demon Slayer, thank you for joining us this evening. It's nice to have you on board with us.
Nice to be on the show today. Happy Thursday to everyone. It's a hot topic tonight, so let's get it going without further ado.
All right, excellent, excellent. Let's go ahead and bring in the lady from the Peach State, Miss J herself, live. Miss J, thank you for joining us this evening.
Hello, everyone. Happy Thursday, and I'm glad to be here. And it is so hot in Atlanta, right, Dr. Walker?
It is. It really is. It is. All right, let's go ahead and also at this time welcome in Shield of Faith. Shield of Faith, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you with us on board.
Thank you so much. I look forward to the topic tonight. It's hot in Florida as well. But I just want to say, if you haven't read Dr. Walker's book, After the Passion, Now What?, go on to the website, drjessewalker.com, and grab a couple editions of that and share it with your friends. It's a great read. Really teaches you a lot about relationships and what you can say out in public and how it can impact other people. I also would like to give a big shout-out to congratulate Dr. Walker on completing his first day of training to get certified in anger management. He's adding to his credentials. Go, Dr. Walker. We are proud of you.
Oh, thank you so very much, Shield of Faith. That was very welcoming. Let's go ahead. Also, Ms. J is going to read the disclaimer in just a moment. Let's go ahead and welcome Sparkles. Sparkles, welcome to tonight's broadcast.
Good evening, Dr. Walker and everyone. I'm looking forward to the topic this evening.
All right. Excellent, excellent. Let's go ahead and bring in the world famous Ricky to the Rescue. Ricky to the Rescue, thank you for joining us this evening. It's nice to have you.
Yes, good evening. We are actually having some bad weather in Georgia. My power just went out, but I'm here talking in the dark.
All right. Thank you for joining us. I know that's a
nice rain.
And you know, you want some rain, say, Michelle?
Yes, I want some rain.
Listen, be careful what you ask for because it's about to come your way. I'm here sitting looking out my window now at the lake, and I just came in from walking 5 minutes before the show was to start. And it was quite sunny and hot. And all of a sudden now the weather is just made a complete 360-degree change. So it's like the clouds are super dark. And I'm saying, wow, God, you allowed me to get back in here just in the nick of time. But we do have technical difficulties, you all. We'll try to log back in. As Ricky to Rescue said, the power has gone out where he is. He's in the dark. If we do have technical difficulty, give us at least 7 minutes to try to log back in. You know, not that we're anticipating it, but just in the event of. All right, we're going to try to cover as much as we can in this short span of time. Let's go ahead and also welcome in Ms. Cassandra. Cassandra, thank you for joining us tonight. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Dr. Walker. It's good to be here, and hello, everyone. Looking for a great show.
All right. Excellent. So tonight's topic, I think I covered everyone that's here with us right now. I want to go ahead and allow Ms. J to read that disclaimer. Ms. J, please.
Okay. Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. and the Dr. Jesse Walker Show wish to make this disclaimer. The opinions that are expressed on tonight's show or any of Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. shows or affiliate shows are merely the opinions of the host, Dr. Jesse Walker, his various co-hosts, his featured guests, listeners, and callers. We do not endorse any specific or otherwise opinion and indicate that your participation or listenership is not an endorsement for legal, psychological, financial, mental, professional, or otherwise advice and should not be taken as such. The opinions expressed are for educational and informational purposes only and should be perceived as such. Thank you, and let's have a good program tonight.
All right, excellent. Thank you for that, Ms. J. Let's go ahead and let me begin with Sparkles. I want to begin with you tonight and ask the question. And, of course, some of you all, we're getting some noise in your background. If you'll mute yourself if you're not speaking, we would greatly appreciate that. Sparkles, let me just tonight's topic is, are you tired of being with the same person who is obviously getting on your nerves? Sparkles, why, I mean, isn't it for better or for worse, or even if you're dating, you have a significant other? I mean, how much do you tolerate?
That's just human nature, I would say, that at certain times we all are irritated and agitated about something, and so we do take it out on your significant other or your spouse or whomever and all that stuff. So that's, I say that is just human nature.
Okay, it's just human nature. Ms. J, do you agree with that? It's just human nature? I mean, you know, all of a sudden now you're with this person, and they just constantly getting on your nerves. I mean, are you supposed to tolerate that forever?
Well, I think, you know, when you start together, you had a reason to like them. They wasn't getting on your nerves. So what's happened, y'all have gotten some poor communication there. Y'all not talking openly. You're not listening to each other. And if you start having these difficulties, you know, if y'all can't talk it out and you just can't stand to be around a person, you know, if it's that bad, then you're having some problems that it might not work out for you on the long term. But if it's just some simple little something, you know, y'all can work that out. But I don't necessarily think it's human nature. I just think it's just, you know, some things that you might not be in a good mood at that moment, and then all of a sudden they say something, you just don't want to hear it. But you need to learn how to talk to each other and just talk it out. And, you know, everything should be okay if you're a long-time couple. If you're just getting together, you know, if y'all ain't no get it together, just leave it right there. Because I can't live with a person in the beginning knowing that they're going to be getting on my nerves forever. So, you know, I nip it in the beginning if I see it.
Okay. Ricky to the Rescue, I want to bring you in here. Ricky to the Rescue, forever can be a long time in a person's life. Especially you're with somebody your age of 22, and now you're talking about forever, and this man gets on this woman's nerves. I mean, how much is she supposed to tolerate before she decides, you know what, I'm not dealing with this?
Yeah, and you know, it's a point, you know, a little petty being annoyance of versus it's too much that I can't stay together with you. And oftentimes people ignore it in the beginning and tell themselves stuff like, well, I can deal with it, right? Because it's not a problem, but when it continues to happen over and over and over and over again, then a person realizes that they can't, you know, deal with it anymore. So I think that's what happens, but you definitely have to have a limit at some point, you know, to, and it's not even necessarily saying I'm going to leave. It's more so about growing. How do we get to the next level? Like, how do you learn me more? So, and how we learn each other so we don't be faced with these issues.
But the thing is, if Rick's a rescue, if they're getting on your nerves and they're not getting some help for it, they're not coming to see you or coming to see me for some kind of therapy, then aren't those behaviors going to continue?
They can actually get worse. And so
absolutely.
You would think, you know, if you're with someone and you love each other, you know, you'll get to a point where you seek some help.
All right, certainly we're going to certainly ask you to stand by. Cassandra, I want to bring you in here. Cassandra, let's just say hypothetically, if you're with somebody that's getting on your nerves for 5 months, you're dating them, and then all of a sudden now this turns into 5 years, then, Cassandra, the question becomes, what's wrong with you, Ms. Cassandra? I mean, you coming to me for therapy, and I'm like, I'm looking at you cross-eyed, like, and tell me why you're staying in this relationship. Talk to me.
Well, Dr. Walker, I totally agree. Sometimes people stay in a relationship, even though a person may get on their nerves at some time or at some point. Sometimes you can look beyond that or, you know, to try to, you understand what I'm saying? You can try to understand that person or why they act in this way. Is it something that you're missing? But to keep on continuing, they know they're doing it, and you, like, wake up and just say, okay, wait a minute. Then in the beginning, like it was said, no, I don't think I'm going to continue on in a relationship like that. No, I would not. Not going head in. Mm-mm.
Okay, but Cassandra, it's easier to say this stuff than to take action on it. Why is that? Because, you know, you got people out here, and I deal with them all the time, and I'm sure Ricky to Rescue does as well. You know, they've been with you now for 5 years, and they're still coming up with this, the same issue that they're having. 5 years later, 7 years later. Okay, so what are you doing? Just, you know, giving me more money? You know, because you're going through the same issue. You're redundant, so it almost seems like this is insanity. So, Cassandra, what do you say about that? Why do you keep dealing with that? After a while, I tell people, look, I can't treat you anymore. You need to go to somebody else. Because now they start to make me insane. Y'all driving me crazy. Y'all getting on my nerves. So what do you say? And that's the therapist speaking. I'm like, are you all kidding me? Lady, you just talked to me last week about, the same stuff. And you still, seven years later, I don't even want your money no more. And I have told couples that before.
I understand
before.
That part. At that point, I would say, you know, maybe they need to take a break from each other. You know, take a break. You know, instead of keep on keeping on, just take a break, relax, you know what I'm saying? And you know, maybe communicate from a distance. You understand what I'm saying? That maybe that person can then talk to the other person. Maybe they'll listen then because they're not in their presence. When people around people all the time and in their presence, then yeah, it's quite natural. You know, they already irritated about something or something happened, they go off on that person. You know what I'm saying? Because they're there or they feel comfortable, that's when the key is that they feel comfortable with that person enough to throw off on whatever they're going through or their issues to throw it off on that person. And then this person is trying to understand this person, but they're not understanding the back part of it, but what's coming at them face on, which is their attitude and what all ever else is coming with it. You understand what I'm saying? But they're not seeing the back part of it. So,
you know, the sad part is
it does get frustrated. It does get frustrating at that point. You understand what I'm saying? So then you say, let's take a break. I would just
stand by. We're going to welcome Marjorie Cross and Benny from the block. Marjorie Cross, thank you for joining us, Ms. Cross, this evening. Thank you so very much for joining us tonight.
Good evening, Dr. Walker and everyone.
Okay, good. Benny from the block, thank you for joining us as well.
Good evening. Happy Thursday, everybody. I'm happy to be back.
All right, excellent. We're glad that you're here. We're going to read the story in just a moment, but before I do, Demon Slayer, I want to come to you, Demon Slayer, and ask the same question, on the same line. If you're going to your therapist week in and week out, same issue, wouldn't you think that after a while, are you going to your friend talking about the same issue with a woman, you know, that you're involved with? When your friend after a while look at you and like, man, what's wrong with you? You know, you're getting on my nerves now. Come on now.
First of all, I'm not going to a friend because your friend can be your enemy. And he can, whatever you talk about, he can use that against you. It depends on the situation that he's looking at. Okay, if he don't have any documents or no psychology or anything like that, why am I talking to him? Because I already got 3 years of psychology on me. So there ain't no need to talk to no friend. If I'm going to talk to somebody, I'm going to talk to God and Jesus. Them are my best friends who would never leave me in no situation. They would never forsake me for anything. So the person I would go to in my mind and spirit is God and Jesus.
Okay, so what do you think, Diva Sarah, it's interesting that you said that. What do you think God would tell you or Jesus would tell you that you're with the same person and you're going through these issues and you're constantly going to Jesus and God? I know, you know, I mean, after a while, he's like, I gave you free choice, give you free will. What do you think they might say? What do you think, really, honestly?
Honestly, I've seen it in my face my whole life. I know my mom and dad have been married over 50 years, and I know they tolerated each other to the max. And you're talking about a whole nother level, a whole nother spiritual realm of being married for 50 years, and if you're being married for like 2 or 3 years, it's a whole nother spiritual realm you go through. So you got to ask yourself, is what you're tolerating that person, is it going to stick by you through thick and thin? Or if you're tolerating it and you know that person's going to leave you. There's two types of toleration. If I love a person and she's there with me back to back, better believe I'm there with you. I'm a very competitive person, and I compete against the demon every day. So that's why they call me the demon slayer. I'm saying all demons and everything is there. If I love you enough, I would tolerate you, baby, because I know you tolerate me.
Wow, that is so interesting. That is very interesting. Thank you for sharing that with us. Ms. J, go ahead.
Right before you go to the story, I'm putting a little twist in here. No one is perfect. So why would you say it's her fault, the one that's being annoying and getting on nerves? What are you doing? Have you ever thought that you might be doing something to make that person react to you in a different, irritating way? So it could go both ways. It could be both of y'all getting on each other's nerves, you know?
Ms. J, that's a very valid point.
For a long length of time.
And that's a very valid point, Ms. J, a very valid point. And, of course, all of our shows go both ways. That's right. But in that situation, what about that, Ms. J? If he's getting on your nerves or they're getting on each other's nerves, now what?
They need to open and talk about, why is this happening? Why are we doing this? Let's work on this. What is it that's making you upset? They need to talk about it, figure out what's going on between them. All they're doing is getting on each other's nerves. With no communication going on. Y'all, communication is so important. You got to be open and talk.
Pastor Rowe, let me bring you in here and ask you the question. Pastor Rowe, I'm discovering that for some reason, it's like relationships, I mean, like talking does not even work anymore. I mean, you know, people are talking, they're not even talking to each other. It's almost as if they're just talking at each other. What is going on with that?
You know, you got to deal with these things. You got to make sure, you've got yourself, your immune system boosted up. Miss J, she hit the nail on the head. She said, you know, we need to talk about this thing, you know. But Scripture tells us, you know, come let us reason together. Like Miss J says, Sister J said, we need to talk about this thing, you know. And that's, you know, the Bible says that, you know, come let us reason together. So reasoning, you know, is vitally important. And you got to talk about this thing, you know, and the way you boost your spiritual system up, you know, we heard that song that says we should never be discouraged, but take it to the Lord in prayer. You know, what do you think about Jesus? That Judas was getting on his nerves, you know, but to his prayer place, you know, and prayed about this thing, you know. So we gotta pray about it, you know, and pray for people, you know, and that's, you know, that's just, you know, people, you know, can get on your nerves. You get sick and tired of being sick and tired, you know. But then we got to learn how to endure. Scripture say endure hardness as a good soldier. You know, they that endures unto the end, the same shall be saved. So it's endurance. And on the way you can endure, you got to be prayed up. You know, you got to be prayed up with this thing. So that's my attitude, you know. But the main thing, Sister J, she hit a grand slammer, not a single, double, or triple, when she said, we need to sit down and talk about this thing, you know. And
all right,
go ahead.
I'm sorry. So we got to talk about this thing. So let me bring you in here. Ricky the Rescue, I want to bring you back in here because talking doesn't seem to work anymore for a lot of relationships, because that's why they're splitting up. They're just talking as that's not working. So what is the problem?
Well, the problem with talking is a lot of people don't listen. And so we have a world where everyone always have the answers and solutions to all of the problems now. You know, you can Google, you can go talk to other people, and then everyone's an instant expert on everything. Everyone's an expert on politics, religion, and everything else. You can't tell them anything. And so
right.
when it's time for someone to listen, instead of listening, they were rather challenged saying.
That is very interesting, you all. Very, very interesting. for some reason, they're not able to get me to the story, you all. So we're going to continue where we are because they're not able to pull up the story for me for some reason. So we'll continue to go the way that we are. But you all can certainly send your comments in. Ben from the block? Go ahead.
I have found that we say communication is the key. I believe that is a truth, but it's not the only truth. Communication can be very effective, but then it can also be very detrimental, too, in a conversation. What I believe is probably one of the most important parts of communication, and Pastor Earl kind of touched on a little bit, is not only do you communicate, you have to be able to comprehend what the other person is saying. I have been in a relationship where I was communicating effectively, but then I realized that the other person was not comprehending what I was saying. And so, therefore, was I getting on their nerves? Absolutely, because they could not comprehend what I was saying. So I did have to go to professional help and ask them to help me in my understanding about how I was communicating with my partner. A lot of times when you and Dr. Walker, you can relate to this. When you deal with professional people all day long, when you come home, there's a level of professionalism that still kind of lingers with you when you get home. It doesn't change just because you take off your suit or leave the office or you leave the environment that you're in. It's just like with pastors and preachers and stuff. I've heard people say every time I talk to you, you got to be talking about God, and that just gets on my nerve. So what I've learned is from talking to a therapist and a professional person is you have to know when to turn things on and turn things off. And that is probably the biggest problem for most people. They don't know how to separate their professional life from their private life until just their fun life. And so I learned how to just be me, just be silly and have fun and laugh. And that was an issue that I was creating, not for her, but it was me because I stayed in that professional mode. Everything was a professional conversation, which I didn't realize that was happening because that was so common to me. So, again, communication is great, but it can be detrimental too. I think one of the most important truths about that is to be able to comprehend what the other person is saying and be able to respond to what you understand about what they're saying.
All right, so we're going to ask you to stand by. Shield of Faith, I want to bring you in here. Shield of Faith, do I have to act in a professional way when I'm dealing with my significant other? I mean, seriously, do I?
No, absolutely not. And I'd just like to say that, we can say somebody's getting on our nerves, but when you love somebody, you let those petty things go aside. You get up every morning and you write down 10 things about that person that you love and what makes them so special to you and that how God gave them to you. And those little petty things that you say get on your nerves or that cause problems will go to the wayside.
That's a very good thing. Okay, so every time she gets on my nerves, or in a male or female relationship, every time he gets on her nerves, she got to come up with writing down the positives. You know, that could be that could seal the face. That could be a long time. So that's for my benefit.
I didn't say every time they get on your nerves. I said in the morning you get up and write down the things you love about that person, and then throughout the day those little petty things you don't let them bother you. Love somebody.
Right. So what I've got you here, Shield of Faith, I've heard stories where, for example, this lady, she was having a conversation with her girlfriend, and she was talking about how much on the job, and she was talking about how much her husband got on her nerves. And for years, she had that discussion with her. And then one day, the husband passed away in a car accident, And then she'd say, you know, I wish my husband, she was telling the girlfriend, same girlfriend, I really miss my husband. I wish he was still here to get on my nerves. Sheila Faith, how do you explain that?
Well, sometimes we take things for granted, and then when they're gone, you want them back. I can relate to that, but honestly, like I said, we let little petty things that people do get under our skin when, you know, once they're gone, so what? They didn't take them out when you want them to. So what? You know, they did something or said something that got on your nerves a little bit. You learn to love somebody for who they are. Like Ricky the Rescue said, you know, when they're talking, you try to comprehend and listen and understand. And if you don't, ask questions and discuss things together and have, you know, have good conversations and learn to love each other without the little petty things getting under your skin.
Okay, so let me bring Sparkles in. And Sparkles, I want to bring you in here and ask the question. Sparkles, why is it that it seems like relationships don't have any patience anymore?
Good question. I don't know. I can just only say for me, you know, I thought at one time I had patience, but the older that I get, it seems like my patience seems to wane on certain things, you know, because I'm looking at it from my perspective that, oh, this person should know better, why are they acting a certain way or whatever, but patience is a virtue in our stuff, and it's something that we, well, I'm going to say for me personally, that I have to work on sometimes.
Okay, all right. And so when you say sometimes, is that suggesting or implying or inferring that you don't need the help all the time, Sparkles?
It depends on the situation. It depends on the situation. You know, there's certain areas in which that I am very patient. And then there are other situations that I might be in that I'm very short and have little patience.
All right. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by. I want to go ahead and bring in, let's go back up here now and bring in Demon Slayer. Demon Slayer, is it possible now that people, because their patience is short, that they're supposed to tolerate you? I mean, are they supposed to tolerate you? Because their patience is short. What do you think about something like that, Demon Slayer?
Well, I play a lot of chess, so my patience is long. I can play the short game or the long game. That's what chess teaches you. It teaches you a lot of patience, integrity, discipline. Everything goes with that. And that's why I love it. I've been playing since I was 6 years old. In that instance, you look at yourself like, okay, somebody else might be the problem, but you got to always look at yourself. Be true to thyself. First, look at yourself. You know you got indiscrepancies that you might not even see. And she's putting up with you, and you're putting up with her. But if it's true love there, you would put up with each other because you know each other got your back and that you love each other very much, and you want to be with each other until you turn old and gray. That's a whole other realm, though.
All right. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by. This number is not coming up in the queue. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by. It's 813-494. Who do we have with us, and welcome tonight?
Good evening, Dr. Walker. It's Joyce from Florida.
Okay,
and good evening, other people on the line. Sorry I'm late coming to the call.
No problem. We're glad that you're here. Let me ask you this question. So because somebody does not have patience, should that cause your significant other to be tired of being in a relationship with you? Because everything seems to annoy you.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
Okay, because a person doesn't have patience to tolerate, you don't have the patience to tolerate your significant other because they might be a little slow or they're repeating the same thing over and over or they're doing the same thing. So because you don't have patience for them, is that a reason to, like, leave the relationship?
No, I wouldn't say so. I mean, you know, sometimes in relationships we get on each other's nerves. I mean, that's just a normal thing. I wouldn't say it would be a cause to leave the relationship because I've got some issues with having patience or, you know, whatever. I wouldn't say that, no.
All right. So let me ask, Ms. Joyce, let me ask you another question here then. If that's the case, what about now all of a sudden, I mean, it's like you, after 7 years of this here, and they're doing the same thing, and you've had a discussion with them that this annoys you, but they're still doing it. Now what?
You know, we just going to have to deal with it, have the discussion. If it really annoys me that much, you know, we would just, I don't know. I wouldn't say that would be a cause to leave the relationship because they're doing something that annoys me. I'd probably do something that annoys them too.
Okay. All right. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by. Let's go ahead and welcome Dee from Georgia. Dee from Georgia, thank you for joining us this evening. It's a pleasure to have you. Dee from Georgia, what are your thoughts? I mean, just create the patience to be with somebody that annoys you or gets on your nerves.
Well, I heard someone say that too many talking and not listening. And when they do listen, they're just listening to response. Sometimes it doesn't need a response. You just need to listen. Sometimes I think some bring too much baggage in. But once together, if necessary, you should work it out together. But you need to be able to care enough to each other about each other to deal with the issues. Searching within yourself, first of all, the biggest problem is your definition of love in the first place and having to love yourself first before you try to love somebody else or expect them to love you.
All right, very interesting point. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by in here. Let me go ahead and bring in, Missy, I want to bring you back in here and ask you the question. We got a number of comments that are starting to come into the studio already. I mean, how realistic, Missy, in your opinion, is it that somebody, okay, you're sitting at the table and your husband or your significant other constantly smacking their food, and you done told them 4 years ago, listen, that is so annoying, we have guests, and you still smacking your food. Ms. J, is that like, what do you do with that? Just tolerate it? Put some earplugs in or what?
Well, that example you gave, that's basically what I do. After we don't try to work on it, I don't try to help him, you know, teach him how to chew again like I'm his mama, I guess so. But that's not nothing I would get upset because that's just one of his little bad, little petty habits. I call that one of them little petty habits, you know. But, you know, somebody was talking about, you know, the petty things, da-da-da. Yeah, petty things ain't no big deal. Like you talking about, like the dishes and leaving socks around, doing little stuff like that. But when it comes to doing something like, I call it, micromanaging my marriage and my love to you and just taking control. I mean, them the kind of things that would get on my nerve because we're supposed to be partners. But all that should be found out before you even marry the guy. Whether he, I know people change, they say. But, you know, though you have some idea how he like to treat ladies or treat, you know, you or whatever. You have some idea. And my thing is, why would you even marry, get into a marriage? Well, you know that this person, some things about him get on your nerves because you can't change him. So why you going to marry him? Now, if you're already married and you start seeing some stuff, that might be a little different because I wouldn't, you know, divorce him because of that. Not unless they're doing something that's really not petty, but serious, you know. But, it's a difference between petty and serious things that get on your nerves. That's what I'm looking at, you know. Petty things, you know. But, you know, I say the right person will love all the things that you do. No, the right person will love everything you do that the wrong person will hate. So if that person really love you, and it's a little petty stuff, ain't no big deal. They'll love you for it anyway. I tell them, baby, just smack a little louder for the neighbors can hear you. You know, you know, and then he'll start getting embarrassed.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. They were able to pull up the story for us tonight. Are you tired of being with the same person who is obviously getting on your nerves? We do apologize for the lateness in them pulling that up for us. Tonight's characters are Brian and Alice. Brian and Alice. Now, they've been dating. Brian and Alice have been dating for the past 10 years. They are not married but have two children, ages 11 and 8. Now, they've contemplated marriage for some time, but Alice has reservations because Brian is a mama's boy who is very much influenced by his mother. Brian and Alice also live together raising their children. Neither Alice nor Brian furthered their education beyond high school. Not that that should matter. Alice is 37 years old and Brian is 39 years old. You would think by now that Brian would be making decisions more on his own about his life as opposed to having his mother still make vital decisions for him. Such decisions are the very cause of why Alice is not sure about getting married to him, even though she's lived with him for 10 years. Now, their problems have obviously gotten bigger because Alice is considering breaking up with Brian because she is at the point where she's tired of him due to the fact that he is seriously getting on her nerves. Now, here are some of the challenges that Alice faces while dating Brian over the past 10 years. Number one, when they discuss pertinent issues, Brian has to consult with his mother before finalizing anything. Well, I got to talk to my mom, see what she thinks. Number two, Brian comes across like he knows everything about everything because his mom does know everything about everything, or so it seems. Number three, Brian also compares things that Alice does or does not do to that of how his mother is accustomed to doing them. Number four, Brian clearly believes that women should do everything in the home with very little help from the man, which is what his mother did being married to his father. And number five and six, he feels that a woman's place is to obey her husband, or significant other, and regard him as the head of the household, whether she likes his decisions or not. Finally, Brian constantly makes irrational decisions on just about everything without giving consideration to any of Alice's viewpoints. Now, the list, of course, goes on and on, and Alice is now to the point that she's had enough and ready to break up with her man, who is getting completely on her nerves. Miss J, I want to go to you first and foremost. Miss J, he's probably a nice guy just because he's a mama's boy, and he got to consult with his mom. You only get one mom in life, but you can get, you have different girlfriends and wives or husbands. Miss J, he's probably a nice guy. Is there anything wrong?
Your story just clarified what I just said. Before you get married to a person and you see all these are not petty traits. These are serious. And you see all this before you get married, why would you want to marry him? So,
but she's been with him for 10 years, Miss Jane. So why not? They got two children.
I know, but she's got to make that government commitment, and she can't get out of it more easily without getting married to him and just let him pay that child support and go ahead find her the right man for her. Because
all right, we're going to certainly ask you to stand by. Cassandra, I'm going to bring you in here quickly. Cassandra, we got to rush through this here, you all. We're almost out of time. Cassandra, I mean, here it is. Alice, but what about the love? Don't love have a lot to do with it? How are you going to just walk away from that man like that?
Well, Dr. Walker, let me say this. If a person is married to that person, they should have already known that going in. Okay. But I will also tell him whether we're married or not, if you're going to get married after 10 years, that's enough. But either way, I would let him know, listen, it's going to be you and me in this house and our children. Your mother, your dad, and my mother, my dad cannot ruin our house. And if I'm the woman of the house and I'm running my house with my husband or my significant other, nobody else. And if you have to, maybe move away from them, you know what I'm saying? Or set some boundaries, set some goals. Say, hey, you know, listen, we're going to think how to do things just you and I without, you know, our parents or whomever. But, you know, let's try that on our own. Let's see how things work. You know what I'm saying? Without having to put somebody else in.
All right. We're going to ask you to stand by. Pastor Rowe, just quickly, 15 seconds or less, you all. We're running out of time. Pastor Rowe, I'm already telling you, talking is not working for people anymore. It's just not working. And, of course, there's extenuating circumstances and exceptions, but it's just not working. So this woman Alice has been with Brian for 10 years. Now, what makes her think that she's going to lay down the law or vice versa, he's going to lay down the law and that person's going to change? That just doesn't happen. Pastor Rowe, your thoughts on that, 15 seconds or less, please.
Okay, the only thing I can see, you know, a person's attitude, you know, I mean, you know, how people come, you know, across on you, you know, that's what, you know, but if you deal with the people, you know, with the right attitude, the right spirit, you know, they'll sit down and, you know, listen, honey, let's sit down and talk, you know, to talk, you know, sometimes you might have to, you know, cry, you know. But you know, you said so much, you know, and but I still say, you know, we get our instructions from God, you know. Like, well, what happened to Moses when he was at the Red Sea? You know, they was complaining and all of that, and you know, he was getting all frustrated. But you know, God told him to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord.
Right.
You know.
All right, we're gonna ask you.
And what happened to the man? Okay, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Pastor. Finish your thought, please.
No. Well, I was just saying, you know what happened to man that smoked the rock instead of speaking to the rock.
Right.
You know, you got to be careful how you respond and how you act. You know, So you know, my 20 seconds is up. But later the man died. You know, a lot of times you don't miss her husband died. You don't miss your waters until your well runs dry. You know, so you got to treat people good and right while you're still living.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by, you all. We got to go fast, you all, please. Shield of Faith, I want to bring you in here. Shield of Faith, the question is, what makes you think a person's going to change? You've been with them for 10 years. Now, all of a sudden, you're going to lay down the law that in our house is going to... You've been in the house with them for 10 years. I mean, I must clearly be from a different planet because I don't get it. Shield of Faith, help me get it, please.
No, they're not going to change after 10 years. Your expectations are too high of that. People do change, but very rarely, especially if she's been with him for 10 years. Why would he feel he has the need to change? I mean, so they needed to start the relationship out right with God at the head and put him first and then try to work it out from there.
Okay, Sparkles. Okay, 10 years. Here we go again, Sparkles. 10 years. You know, and I'm sure she's prayed and everything else. So doesn't she have free will, Sparkles? Just tell me quickly, please.
Yes, she does have free will. Absolutely.
Okay, so...
And maybe they might have outgrown each other. Maybe, yes, she's noticed some things, but as you get older, you mature, and maybe she's maturing faster than him.
Okay, all right. We're going to ask you to stand by. Mm-hmm. Ms. Cross, I want to bring you in here. Ms. Cross, just quickly here, tell us, Ms. Cross, would you advise Alice to stay in that relationship and keep praying for the next 25 years? Ms. Cross, quickly,
no.
Please.
Yeah. Hi again. Yes. No, I would not advise her to do that. You know, because you know whatever has been done. You know, if she keeps doing that, then it's gonna continue. So I
okay,
would advise her to do.
All right, Demon Slayer. So finally, what advice, if any, would you give her? She's not married to him, but she's talking about getting married. But the man is clearly getting on her last nerves. You know, now she's thinking about breaking up with him. If she came to see you, Demon Slayer, what would you tell her?
You're getting on my nerves, I'm getting on your nerves. So it's a balance. You got to look at it like a checkbook. You know what I mean? So if you get to the point where I'm getting on your nerves so bad, and okay, then leave. It's only one thing or two things that you can do. You got to stay or leave. And it's no middle ground to it. So if you love me, you'll stay with me. Cause I'm a beast.
Really?
In the jungle. You throw me in the jungle, I come out leading the pack of wolves. That's the type of mentality I have. I'm military technician. Great decisions, great planning, and great strategy. And that's what it takes out here.
Okay, so help me understand that, Demon Slayer. If you lead me into the jungle, you'll come out leading a pack of wolves. Help us understand that analogy. I'm just trying to figure it out.
The analogy is this. Your mentality is like, I don't care what you go through in life. God's going to always be with you. But if you have to truly believe that. Some people can say, and okay, he's going to be with me. Then one little thing comes up, are they ready to fall? So, okay. You know, you got to have a mentality every day that you wake up. I wake up at like 5 o'clock in the morning, pray, go down to hell and beat the demons up. And that's what I love to do. I got a passion for killing demons. So I kick the gate of hell open early in the morning. That's what I do. And so you,
all right, so help us
demons,
understand. What's the pack of wolves that you talk about? What is that?
Okay, you can be thrown to a pack of wolves, right? You can be in the jungle. I've done jungle things in the army. So if you go to the jungle, you got to live off the land. There's no canteen, nothing. And Pastor Roy can vouch with me on this. So it's a whole mentality. You killing animals just to eat.
Okay,
like
so
killing demons or whatever.
Right. So Demon Slayer, I'm trying to come up with trying to understand the analogy as it relates to human beings. So if you're with someone and they're saying, I can't take this anymore. You've gotten on my last nerves, and then now they leave you. When you say you go, let them leave. You said those words. Now, what do you do from that? What would the person do from that?
It depends on who you with. But if they leave you, you know what I'm saying? So what you're looking at is the same mentality you're throwing to a pack of wolves. It don't matter what position that you're in on the chessboard. All you got to do is now is just make good, solid, great decisions.
Right. Let's say if it's a woman and the man told her, you're getting on my last nerve, shouldn't she just find her another man that she's more compatible with or vice versa?
She can find another man or she can find God. It depends on who you're with. So if you get to a point where, okay, she's not tolerating you, she chooses another guy instead of God, then that's her decision. Everybody have their own decisions in life.
Right.
I'm always stick by the truth and what I believe in and what I've seen. I know 50 years is a whole lot when my mom and dad was married. I saw it for myself. It's proven, you know.
Right. We're going to ask you to stand by.
A lot of people can't do that.
Right, I understand. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by. Ms. Joyce, I want to bring you in here, Ms. Joyce, just quickly here, please. We're almost out of time. Ms. Joyce, Enrique to Rescue, stand by, and I'm going to ask you if you want to give out our closing tonight. Are you tired of being with the same person who is obviously getting on your nerves? Because a lot has been said. Enrique to Rescue, would you bring us a closing and give you a commercial break at the same time when you do?
Yes, I can do that. No problem at all.
Okay. And just before you do that, while you're thinking, I want to throw this one out here to you now. Rick to Rescue, and Ms. Joyce will come back to you as well. Rick to Rescue, in this scenario, I mean, all this man has been doing, Brian has been just comparing her to his mom and saying that a woman needs to obey, and that emphasis was placed on that three times, that she needs to obey, and then he makes the final decision whether she likes it or not. I mean, am I from a different planet or stuff like that still goes on today, Rick to Rescue? And then we'll leave you alone to collect your thoughts. What do you think? Just quickly to that one.
I think that goes on often, and I know we've been talking about communication, and I've actually been working on a two-day workshop on communication. I revamped the whole entire thing because communication is more so about perception. You could say the right words, you could say it the right way in your mind, but it's about how the other person perceives it. And so when he perceives whatever came to him, that's the way he's going to present it back out to the world. And so he firmly believes that. So to try to get him to move from the position that he sits in, he don't perceive it a different way, it's never going to change.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by and give you time to collect your thoughts on our closing tonight. Okay, so Ms. Joyce, I want to bring you in here now. Ms. Joyce, I mean, here it is. It sounds like he's controlling and demanding, you know, controlling and demanding. And even if it's vice versa, Ms. Joyce, who subjects themselves to that type of behavior? You know, just, and the person's getting on their nerves. Do you stay in that, Ms. Joyce?
No. I mean, that definitely would not be a relationship for me, especially if we'd have been together 10 years, and I don't know why they was together 10 years, and he's still doing the same thing, calling his mama every time he need to make a decision. No, that's just not going to work.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Ms. J, I want to bring you in here, Ms. J. Ms. J, once again, I mean, and Benny from the block, we're going to come to you next. Ms. J, I mean, come on, who wouldn't want to have a mother's boy that loves his mother and respects her, Ms. J? Okay, don't you? I mean, oftentimes you want to try to marry a woman that reminds you of your mom. It's like, oh, she's so sweet. She's nice, just like my mom. Why you can't turn her into your mom? You know, I mean, when I say turn her into your mom, of course, meaning, you know, get a woman that you... They use the word training on here 1 week. You know, kind of get her to modify her behaviors like your mom. Miss Jane, what's wrong with that?
That's the worst thing that a young man can do, you know. Let that wife or that girlfriend get to know that mother and ask that mother for things and for her opinion. But for you to tell your wife, I want you to be like my mama, no. That's the worst thing you can do. And, like, I agree with Ms. Joyce. Why in the world would she even stay with him 10 years and he's doing all this? Probably because of a need. Like you said, they just went through high school. She had these two kids. And, you know, I don't know the end of this story, but I can see her marrying him. simply because
of a
new.
Part one. Part two is going to be more devastating than part one. Miss J, but love. But don't love have to do with everything, Miss J?
No love. She's so miserable, she don't know what to do. But she needs survival. And it's sad that she has to look at the sick. She needs education to teach her that the better survivor it was not an abusive man, and that's what he is. You know, she needs someone to talk. She needs her mother. Where is her mother?
You know, this is really, just out of control here. Benny from the block, 15 seconds or less, because I got to get to these comments. They're threatening me over here. Benny from the block, your thoughts. Quickly, please, sir.
I think she put the cart before the horse, and whenever you put the cart before the horse, you never really see the full picture. She's already done everything that a wife would do. Now she's invested 10 years of her life, and she's also invested 10 years to be miserable, so that means that she's just wasted all that time on something that she's unsure of. After 10 years, you should not have be asking these questions. You ask these questions in the first year before you ever have kids, before you ever get so involved in a person. That should have been done within the first 6 months. She should have known, hey, this is not what I need to do. But because of her nature, her spirit as a woman, and women are nurturing, they're caring, they will put up with things a lot longer because they have a dream, and the dream is to get married and do the whole fulfillment of family life. They sometimes overlook things, which means you put the cart before the horse.
All right. Thank you for that. We're going to ask you to stand by. D from Georgia. This comment, we got to take these comments. I got to get through them, you all. This female, she says, the short answer to this question, are you tired of being with the same person who obviously getting on your nerves? The short answer is yes. I've been married to the same man for the past 8 years, and I am so sick and tired of being sick and tired. My husband is a lazy bum. I hope he's not listening. He hasn't worked on a steady job for the past 3 years. I keep asking myself, why do I stay? He hasn't given me a reason to leave because I am very religious and don't believe in divorce under the circumstances. He is beyond getting on my nerves. D from Georgia, just quickly, what do you say to that? I mean, for better or for worse, right?
But you should sit down and have a conversation. It comes to where there's got to be an ultimatum, especially if children are involved. Well, even so, each of you are still human. You have feelings, you have a mind, you have a heart. It's not good to be depressed because that devastates life, period. And I think when you sit down and you have ultimatums and it's known, this is what's going to happen if you don't do this, something's going to
happen. Okay, people still believe in talking. And if you're talking about the same thing with the people for 2 years, you're going to be talking to them and they're not making a change. Sometimes you have to be the change.
Stop talking. Right.
You have to be, at some point you got to stop talking. Your actions have to show who you are. We're going to take another comment in here. We're going to give this one Shield of Faith, and we're trying to get to, so we can get Ricky to the rescue enough time to close us out. Shield of Faith, here's his comment. This male, he writes in, he says, interesting topic, Dr. Walker, just as all of your topics are very interesting. Thank you for that. I've been dating this woman for over 3 years, and she is definitely getting on my last nerve. She's always talking about her ex-boyfriend, who she has 2 children from. They never married, but I think she's still in love with him. I've told her several times about how it offends me, and she still does it. I'm looking for a way out. Any suggestions? Any suggestions out there, Shield of Faith?
Yeah, I mean, if he thinks she's in love with somebody else, then he does not need to stay with her, especially if she's in love with the father of her children. Why would you want to be with somebody like that? But doesn't really say why she's getting on his nerves, does it?
No, it doesn't. He's just saying she's getting on his nerves. But then it's speculation that she's still in love with him. These are his thoughts, which are subjective. So, I mean, what would you tell her? Tell him. What do you tell him?
I would tell him to definitely figure out some way, is she still in love with the other man, or, you know, do you want to continue to pursue the relationship that you're in? You've got to find out. If she's not in love with you and she's in love with somebody else, you don't need to be wasting your time.
But Shield of Faith, what if he enjoys the intimacy with her and his love for her? I mean, do you leave then, or, you know, because she could be thinking about him while she's, you know, her ex, while she's, that has happened. We've had a show on that. Then what, Shield of Faith?
Well, like I said, he has to figure out if she's in love with somebody else, whether he loves her or not. Why would you want to be with somebody that loves somebody else and doesn't love you?
I certainly understand that. I've heard several ladies say, you know, she's called another man's name while she was with one man, and he said, that's okay, I'll enjoy it for the next guy. I mean, we got a crazy world out here. We're going to actually stand by.
Yeah,
Sparkles, let's bring you in here. And Sparkles, while I've got you here, Sparkles, what if another man calls while you're intimate in the act and he calls another woman's name? I mean,
mm-mm.
You know, could you just enjoy it for the next woman or what?
Absolutely not. Period.
Would you forgive him and say he made a mistake?
No, absolutely not. Period. It's done. Over.
It's done. Over. All right. We're going to ask you to certainly stand by. This comment here now comes in. We're going to give this to Demon Slayer. Demon Slayer, real quickly here. This female, she says, I allowed my 33-year-old son to move in with me because his wife kicked him out for his laziness and bad attitude. After 3 months of being here with me, my own son is getting on my nerves now because he does not want to do anything around the house and expects me to clean up after him like his wife got obviously tired of. I now see why his wife kicked him out. Demon Slayer, what are you saying? Why would the mother turn on her son, Demon Slayer?
Because you got a lazy, no good, bum, 33-year-old guy that won't go back to his wife or whatever kind of problems he has. You lit the demon in there. You deserve everything that you get from all the devilish wiles and strategies and stratagems that's going to come against you. Once you lit that demon in, ain't nothing but destruction. So kick the demon out and get your life back together.
All right, we're going to certainly ask you to stand by. Cassandra, just 10 seconds or less, 15 seconds or less at the most. This male, he says, this is clearly an understatement about being with the same person because I ended my relationship of 4 years with a woman who could not stop talking over and repeatedly. She nagged me day in and day out. I'm grateful that we did not have children together, and that was the best thing I could do to leave with no attachment. Don't stay in a nagging situation with anyone. Cassandra, what are your thoughts on that?
Wow. If
15 seconds or less.
If she was just talking, I mean, just talking, I mean, I don't understand why that would be a problem. Maybe she's just a talker. But I wouldn't say to just leave somebody because of that.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Miss J, I want to bring you in here for this comment here. This guy, he writes in, he says, my girlfriend and I have been together for over 17 years. We have never married but have 4 children. They've been together over 17 years. We have never married but have 4 children. I wanted to get married to her, so I thought until I have been thinking. I thought. We got noise in your background, someone. Please mute yourself, please. All right. He says, my girlfriend and I have been together for over 17 years. We have never married but have 4 children. I wanted to get married to her, so I thought. Until I have been thinking that her last 2 children are not mine because we had broken up for 7 years and she had these babies with someone else. There is no doubt of our love, but I don't know if I can really trust her because of our past together. I initially cheated on her, which caused the breakup in the first place. I'm really tired of being with a woman who I can't trust. She really hasn't done anything for me to feel this way, but I just have a suspicion. I'm still seeing another lady that she does not know about. Oh, my goodness. Could I be wrong in having these feelings of not trusting her? Miss J, you talk to this one, please. What do you say? He's seeing somebody.
He
don't trust her.
He didn't want to marry her in the first place, 17 years. So he done got tired of her. He gone to this lady, that lady. He trying to blame her for everything else. But he don't realize he already married. Come along married probably with all them children, 17 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. This is the last comment we're going to be able to take real quick here. This last comment before Rick to the Rescue. As a matter of fact, we'll give it to Rick to the Rescue, and then he'll close us out. This female, she says, when my husband and I started dating, we did a lot of things together. After 2 years of marriage, he became a couch potato, and now he's getting on my nerves so bad because he does not want to travel, take drives, go to movies, go to dinner. He just wants to watch sports and hang out with his friends. I'm very tired of being sick and tired of this marriage to him, and after being married for 12 years, it's time to let it go, especially because of his boredom. Maybe it's not a reason to divorce, but I can't handle this anymore. I can't handle the loneliness. And then she puts scream. Reach the Rescue, give us your thought and close us out, please.
Yeah, so in closing, if you find yourself in a situation similar to any of the different scenarios we've discussed tonight, for you to assess the situation to see where it is and where it could potentially go. So when I say that,
it to be framed in this type of perspective. So situations, you may get sick or you may get a headache, you able to take some medicine at home, you can remedy the problem. But if it continues, you may have to go seek professional help. This is in line with the same thing. And so sometimes a person can be so petty, causes you to say to yourself, oh, I need to be over and done with it forever. But is it a simple headache? Something that's not stronger. And, you know, as I kind of reflected on this story for today, there was a lot of different things that kind of just was glaring and jumped out at me. And so the things I'm curious about with the guy in the story, very curious about his whole relationship with his mother, right? Because there is actually something called mother fixation, where someone is so fixated on their mother that whatever stage of development they ended up at, they remain there, right? And so if that's truly the case, there's something a whole lot deeper that needs to be dealt with. And I can take this a step further as well. In this story, there is a problem with values and their belief system. And when I say their values and their belief system, I heard from her end, you know, she's praying, right? And she's towards God for support, things of this nature. Whereas him on the flip side, going towards his mother. And so in this type of manner, he could technically become your God. Worship is what you religiously do, is what you believe in. And I'm not too sure if that's what he was doing with his actual mother. And so to have them to sit down to have a conversation, if their values and their belief and what they trust and have faith in, if that is not the same, they're not going to be aligned. And if they're not aligned, I don't care what conversation they're having, it's just not going to work. So I say all of that to say, find yourself in those situations, you have to go to the core of your belief systems with another person. And if the core of your belief system is not the same, if your goals are not aligned, if the direction in which you're trying to move is not together, actually in a losing battle. And it doesn't matter if that's the first year or the 10th year. You can use that same technique to try to figure it out. And you can align your values by ranking them. You can. It's okay to ask somebody, hey, what's most important to you in your life? And some people may say my mother, like this guy may say, and she may say God. Someone else may say money. But it's important to have these conversations, especially if you're considering spending the rest of your life with a person, or even if you're already in that situation, you have to align that. And so you're unable to do that yourself, it's okay to seek professional help. People like myself and Dr. Walker who can help you get to those points. And so if you are needing it, if you are in need of that type of assistance, you can contact me at A Path to Greatness. You can visit the website, which is 2greatness.com. That is the number 2greatness.com. Also, you can give me a call at 404-968-9940. Again, that telephone number is 404-968-9940. And I'm going to say it again. Align your values and your belief systems with the people most close to you, because that's what's going to help you weather any storm. Because communication can mean anything to anyone, because it depends on how it's received by the other person. And so to get that foundation and the core, that's what's most important, and that's what's going to guide you. So thank you for that. I hope you enjoyed the show tonight, and thank you, Dr. Walker, for allowing me to give a closing.
Thank you, Rick, to the rescue. We certainly appreciate all your closings. Listen, we're completely out of time, you all, and tomorrow night's topic, you don't want to miss tomorrow night's topic. Do we agitate God's spirit or his heart in our sinful lifestyles? In other words, do we get on God's nerves with our lifestyles? Listen, join us here tomorrow night for a real heated topic tomorrow night. Of course, if you choose to bypass tomorrow night's topic, we'll be back here live next Thursday for the Dr. Jeff Walk Show. Until tomorrow night or until next week, I want to say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Dr. Walker.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone. God bless.
God bless.
Good night, everyone.
Brother, I like Pastor Rose. You know,
great closing, Ricky, to the rescue, and great comments, Demon Slayer. Demon Slayer, great comments you made.
You too, Pastor Rope. I love you.
God bless you, Sister Marjorie. Sister Marjorie, God bless you.
God bless you too. I love you all. You all take care.
I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Keep
all right
well,
now.
Everyone. Bye.
Bye.